Shvius per gimel mishne zayin avonim shizizason hamachresha. So you have rocks, stones that were moved by the plow. The Rav says doesn't have to literally be moved, but it's able to be moved. It's not so stuck to the ground; it's loose. Osha yimechusus v'niskalu, or it was covered and then it was revealed. As the rocks were hidden and now they're open. If there are two rocks within this set of rocks that are heavier rocks, and they're needed to be carried by two people each. So out of all these rocks in this little area, there's two of them that are heavy, that are big. Hare elu yinatelu. All of them can be taken, even the smaller ones, agav, the bigger ones, like the Rav explains. And the Tiferes Sol explains, by the fact that they are spread around like this and not stuck to the ground in like an edifice, so it shows that the guy was leaving it there to watch it there or to keep it in a certain area until he needs it to start building something. So what's this inyan that it's mechusas v'neskal, that it's covered and then it's revealed? Why are you allowed to take those stones? So it seems the Mishnah Rishonah actually learns that oshayu mechusas v'neskal, similar like we said, that the Rav explained that the machresha, the plow, he said it doesn't have to be that the plow moved the rocks, it just could have moved the rocks. So it seems the Mishnah Rishonah is also learning mechusas v'neskalu that a plow could also have uncovered the dirt that's on top of it. It's that loose. So by the fact that he's not waiting, the Mishnah Rishonah explains, he's not waiting for the machresha to do it, and he's being tereach, and he's going out of his way to dig and uncover this stone to take it out. That's also mutter. Why? So Mishnah Shon explains, if he really would have needed to plant, there's no real rush to plant, and if he was really digging in order to plant, he would have just waited for the plow to do its thing, and then it would have loosened up the ground and knocked off the ground, and he wouldn't have to be matriach himself to dig. But since he's showing that he didn't wait for the plow, and he's doing it right now, so it shows that he needs this right now. I think this is the way the Mishnah Shon is learning, and by the fact that he's matriach, and he's showing that he needs it right now, he must be up to something else. And obviously he's doing it because he wants the stones for building, not for planting. Because planting, like we know, probably, you know, there's no rush by planting. It's mostly seasonal and it takes time, obviously. And you can only take it if there's two stones, like we said, that are heavy, then it more seems that he's doing it for binyan. Mishnah continues, Masakal Sadeh, if a person takes stones away from his field, like the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Saklu me evan, so it means to take away stones. Noiteles al yonis maniachas al noigas baritz. He takes away the top stones. He just has to leave the bottom ones that are touching the ground. We don't say a tefach like we said in the previous Mishnah, because over there that fence is like one bar of all these connected stones that you can cut down and get to a certain measurement of a tefach. But over here, when you have a lot of just different stones on top of each other, there's no cutting down to a tefach. That's why we said just take away all the stones and just leave that last remaining layer on the bottom. We had the Yishalmi asks, we had in a previous Mishnah, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, Misaklin Ad Rosh Hashanah, but sounds like you're not allowed to do it after Rosh Hashanah on Shemitah itself, and here we're saying you're allowed to. So Yishalmi says that case over there where it just says that you can only do it until Shemitah, until Rosh Hashanah, that's talking about something that's Mechubar. All the rocks that you want to be Misakil, they're connected to the ground, so there you can't take it out on Shemitah. However, in this Mishnah, we're dealing with all the stones that are above the one that's connected to the ground, and that's why in this Mishnah, we're saying that you're allowed to take off everyone except the ones that are actually connected to the ground. V'chein gargir shel tzrois, and also a heap of pebbles, ogal shel avanim, or a heap of stones, noiteles al yonis, you can take away the top, u'meniachas anoigis baritz, and you just leave the ones, the lower layer of pebbles or stones, that are touching the ground. Im yesh tachtein sela o kash, if it's just underneath it, a stone, or straw, kash, hare elu yinatelu. These, then you can take all the other ones that are on top of it. Like the Rav explains, because when you leave over the bottom, it doesn't look like you're trying to be misak in your field.